Hello, May 27. And 12th step work. The fifth thing is continuance. Continuance means our staying with prospects after they have started on the new way of living. We must stick with them and not let them down. We must encourage them to go to meetings regularly for fellowship and help. They will learn that keeping sober is a lot easier in the fellowship of others who are trying to do the same thing. We must continue to help prospects by going to see them regularly or telephoning them or writing them so that they don't get out of touch with AA. Continuance means good sponsorship. Do I care enough about other alcoholics to continue with them as long as necessary? Meditation for the day. Every strong and beautiful flower must have a strong root in the ground. It must send a root down so that it may be rooted and grounded, while at the same time it sends a shoot up to be the flower that shall gladden the world. Both growths are necessary. Without a strong root, it would soon wither. The higher the growth upward, the deeper must be the rooting. My life cannot flower into success and helpfulness unless it is rooted in a strong faith, or unless it feels deeply secure in the goodness and purpose of the universe. Prayer for the day. I pray that my life may be deeply rooted in faith. I pray that I may feel deeply secure. Recognizing choices. We have choices, more choices than we let ourselves see. We may feel trapped in our relationships, our jobs, our life. We may feel locked into behaviors such as caretaking or controlling. Feeling trapped is a symptom of codependency. When we hear ourselves say, "I have to take care of this person," "I have to say yes," "I have to try to control that person," "I have to behave this way, think this way, feel this way," we can know we are choosing not to see choices. That sense of being trapped is an illusion. We are not controlled by circumstances, our past, the expectations of others, or our unhealthy expectations for others. We can choose what feels right for us without guilt. We have options. Recovery is not about behaving perfectly or according to anyone else's rules. More than anything else, recovery is about knowing we have choices and giving ourselves the freedom to choose. Today, I will open my thinking and myself to the choices available to me. I will make choices that are good for me. Integrity. The most whole people I know are those in whom the gap between the ontological self and the daily self is the smallest. The Latin integer means untouched, intact. In mathematics, an integer is a whole number. The people I know who are intact don't have to worry about their integrity. They are incapable of doing anything which would break it. It's a sad commentary on our world that integrity has slowly been coming to mean self-centeredness. Most people who worry about their integrity are thinking about it in terms of themselves. It's a great excuse for not doing something you really don't want to do or are afraid to do. I can't do that and keep my integrity. In quotes. Integrity, like humility, is a quality which vanishes the moment we are conscious of it ourselves. We see it only in others. The gap between our real and actual selves is, to some degree, in all of us. No one is completely whole. It's part of what makes us human beings instead of gods. It's part of our heritage from our mythical forebears, from Adam and Eve. When we refuse to face this gap in ourselves, we widen it.